This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Here's a question that will make liberals' heads explode. Can you look at someone and tell, just by looking at them, that they're African American? Can you tell just by the color of their skin? And most liberals would say, well, yeah, sure, of course you can tell that they're African American. Just look at them. Well, in answering it that way, they are admitting that they judge people by the color of their skin. How do they know that that person with dark skin pigmentation doesn't self-identify as being, I don't know, Native American or Irish, for that matter? Maybe they're Black Irish. Maybe they self-identify as being Chinese. You don't know by looking at them. And, for example, there are many people who are, that you might call white, who self-identify as being Black, like Rachel, I think her name is Dolezal or something like that. She actually led up a local division of, I think, the NAACP. And she was, you know, neither one of her parents were Black, and there's really no African-American blood in her system. But she identified as being Black, and she sort of played the part of being Black. And of course, she took a lot of criticism for that. But it's interesting that liberals say, or progressives is maybe a better term, say that you can self-identify as anything you want regardless of your physical biology, right? That's the new rule of the left. So if you have Black skin, you can say you're white. You can say that you identify as being Caucasian. If you're white, you can say that you self-identify as anything. And according to the left, it doesn't even have to be true. You can be a man and say you're a woman, right? Transgenderism, that's what that is. You have all the DNA of a man. You have all the biology and hardware of a man. But you can say you're a woman, and then everybody starts referring to you as her and she. In fact, in the more extreme fringes of progressivism, they claim that you can determine whatever pronoun that you wish people to refer to you by. So you could say that your pronoun is je or je or even His Majesty. So there is a guy out there who was going to a college that announced this policy where everyone must refer to people by their preferred pronoun. And this clever student said, well, my pronoun is Your Majesty. And so he demanded everyone refer to him as Your Majesty, like if his name was Tom, it would be Your Majesty Tom. And another student I read at another university was trying to show the idiocy of this policy, where you can determine whatever pronoun you want. And this student, I think who may have been Black, although I don't remember for sure, announced that his pronoun was going to be Massa. So everyone, let's say his name was Johnson or whatever, everyone would have to refer to him as Massa Johnson, which, of course, you know, liberal heads are exploding right now as I'm describing all of this, but it shows you the absolute lunacy of this biological subjectivism, where people claim to be something that they are not. Some people claim to be leprechauns and pixies and fairies and animals. And, you know, New York State, I think, has 30 plus genders that they now recognize. I don't even know, how do you come up with 30 genders? How do you self-identify as anything other than maybe a man or a woman or someone in transition? Where do they get the other 27? What the heck is that? Now, this whole issue gets even more bizarre when you get into the question of, and I know this is entirely politically incorrect to discuss, but I am a scientist and I'm curious. I've taken classes in recombinant genetics, and I study, you know, a lot of chemistry and a little bit of biology in my laboratory, CWC Labs. And so I like to ask the question, well, a lot of people say they're Black, but they have white ancestors, right? And the question is, how much African blood, in so to speak, how much African genetics do you have to have in order to be rightly considered African American. You know, to call yourself a black person or to call yourself an African American, how much so-called, you know, African blood do you have to have in your system? And I ask people this question. I get all kinds of weird answers. And none of the answers matter, because the truth is, guess what? And this is going to cause liberal heads to explode even more. Guess what? We're all Africans. Did you know that? We're all Africans. So let me explain this as a scientist, because the origin of modern humankind is that we came from a relatively small set of survivors who lived in present-day Africa. And as they did, they needed sun protection from the very intense ultraviolet rays in Africa. And so all of our ancestors had dark skin. It was over time populations began to migrate out of Africa, and they migrated to places like Northern Europe. And this happened over, you know, many, many thousands of years. And then when they got to Northern Europe, natural selection, of course, is always in effect on the human population. And through the mechanisms of natural selection, they began to have lighter and lighter skin, because they needed vitamin D production in order to survive in the more northern climates where they weren't getting much sunlight. Turns out that if you don't get a lot of vitamin D, you die. Seriously. Or your children are born with rickets and they die. Or you die from cancer. If you don't have vitamin D, you don't have good metabolism. You're going to become diabetic. Your liver function doesn't work. Your kidney function doesn't work, and so on. So having dark skin and then living in northern climates was really a death sentence to our ancestors. So those ancestors, you know, automatically over time began to have lighter and lighter and lighter skin. And as a result, they were able to survive in those northern climates, while their ancestors, their brothers and sisters, literally, in Africa, kept their dark skin because that was necessary, because there's too much sunlight there. So Europeans are also Africans in terms of their heritage. And those of us who have ancestors from Europe, I'm partially European American. It actually means that I'm also African American, because my ancestors came from Africa, as did yours. So in truth, we are all African Americans. I mean, all of us who are Americans, we're all African Americans. Those of you who you think you're white, you think you're Caucasian, well, you have ancestors from Africa. And it turns out that there is no official amount of blood or genes that you have to have from a certain time period of Africa to qualify as African American. And so technically, you can consider yourself to be African American, and it is scientifically supportable, which means that if you are filling out a college application or the census or applying for a loan, I'm not saying that you should do this. I wouldn't do this. I'm actually Native American. But you could, no matter who you are, theoretically, you could claim to be African American. You could apply for African American scholarships and so on. I'm not making this up. Again, I'm not saying that that would be the moral thing to do, because it isn't necessarily, but I'm just saying you could do that, and you could be correct, and no one could challenge it. Not realistically. It turns out that being African American is basically a personal choice to of whether you wish to self-identify as that, because we're all African American. So I'm partially African American, I'm partially Native American, and it turns out that even the Native Americans are also African Americans, because the Native Americans are from a population that migrated out of Africa many, many, many thousands of years ago. So Native Americans are African Americans. Italians are African Americans. Spanish are African, well, African descent. And even the British and the Russians are Africans, okay? Get it through your head. All of humanity came from Africa. We're all Africans. Now, what's the point of me saying all of this? Why bother pointing this out? And the real answer is because when we divide ourselves by skin color and we judge people by skin color rather than our common heritage, all we do is we create hatred, intolerance, racism, and race wars. And this is, by the way, the entire strategic plan for the Democrat Party that really can only exist by dividing people. And I think humanity's had enough of that. We're all human. And it turns out we're all related to each other. Gee, imagine that. We all have almost exactly the same genetic code. In fact, we share about 98% of our genetic code with chimpanzees. By the way, yes, primates, like the great apes, gorillas, and so on, are not that different from humans genetically. And then if you limit your scope to just different humans from different continents, we are almost exactly the same genetically. We're almost identical. And so the idea that we should be divided or that we should hate one race or commit acts of violence against a race, like today a lot of college professors are teaching hatred toward whites. There's a lot of racism towards whites today. And in the past, there was a lot of racism toward blacks and Latinos and Chinese and so on. The history of the world, including present day, is full of racism. And every race is guilty of it. Every race has been involved in racism and intolerance against other races. And I'm here to tell you, we're all Africans. So there is nothing that separates us except the illusions in our minds. The illusions are whipped up into hatred and intolerance by Democrats and the race baiters and the race industry people. Al Sharpton and so on, who just want to keep the hatred and the division going. And that's what Democrats keep running on and winning on, hatred and division. And yeah, there are a few actual racists still left out there on, everywhere. There are some black racists, there are some white racists, there are some Chinese racists. And there are people who are anti-Jewish, there are people who are anti-Muslim, there are people who are anti-gay. Yeah, there's a smattering of intolerance out there across the spectrum. But for the most part, most people are willing to be polite and tolerant. And most people have nothing against anybody because of the color of their skin or even their sexual orientation or their country of origin or their religion or the way they talk. Well, except if you talk Southern, you are going to be discriminated against by most of progressives in America. They hate Southern people. There's a lot of hatred towards Southerners. There's a lot of hatred towards Texans. I know that because I'm a Texan. And there is an incredible amount of intolerance against people who look like cowboys or wear a cowboy hat or ride a horse, which is a practical tool on a working ranch, by the way. So there is a lot of racism out there. And sadly, the universities are teaching racism. They're teaching intolerance and hatred against white people. But even the term white people is not even correct. There's no such thing as a white person, because all so-called white people are actually Africans. So get it through your head, folks. There are no white people. We are all Africans. And stop fighting each other over this stupid shit. I mean, don't we have common goals on this planet? You know, let's protect the planet a little bit. Let's not poison the whole system for our children. Let's not kill each other. Let's take back the banking system from the Federal Reserve and return money to the people. Let's overthrow the globalist regime of hatred. Let's arrest George Soros and put him in prison. He's a divider. He's the ultimate racist puppet master behind the scenes, pushing racism through organizations that are similar to like the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is just blatant anti-white racism. Truth is, we're all basically the same. And if you harbor hatred towards some particular group, it's because you've been brainwashed. And I challenge you to question that brainwashing and figure out a way to get rid of it. Because at the end of the day, we're all almost exactly the same. You should love your neighbor. You should love your fellow human being for just by default. They are like you. You and they are the same. Now, if they're trying to drag you out of your car and beat you because you have white skin, then yeah, pull out your Glock and shoot them because you have a right to self-defense. But don't shoot first is what I'm saying. Self-defense is a human right, but by default, we should all be tolerant and accepting toward others. And that's my stance too. My stance is when I meet somebody, when I encounter somebody, whether it's an individual or a group, I'm going to be polite I'm curious about who I'm meeting. I'm interested in other people. And so I'm polite, and I'm intrigued by different people. And when I was in Dallas recently at a live event, I think I met hundreds, maybe 500 people in person. Took photos with them and shook their hands and heard their stories over a period of 3 days. Met hundreds of people. It was fascinating. It was a great, great time. But I'm also going to defend my safety. So if someone thinks that they're going to take advantage of my politeness, then yeah, they're gonna end up in a situation where their violence is halted. A default position of being compassionate and polite should also be married with a default position of I'm going to stand my ground against violence committed against me or committed against my brothers and sisters. I would also defend the people standing next to me against a violent aggressor. That's the other thing. If I were standing in line at a grocery store and some crazy psycho with a gun comes in and starts opening fire and says, let's say he says he's just going to shoot the black people, am I going to run away and say it's not my problem because he doesn't think I'm black? Hell no. The guy's going down because my brothers and sisters are also black, you see, because we're all Africans. I'm saving humanity no matter what you look like. I'm taking out the bad guy by default. Saving lives, defending humanity. We're all worth defending. So that's my take on it. And I challenge you to challenge the race baiters with some of these irrefutable facts. We're all Africans. There's no such thing as a white person. And by the way, if they say you're white, you say there's no such thing as a white person. Where's the country of origin of whiteness? Where is white land? There is no such place. You might say, well, Europe. No, Europeans came from Africa. Europeans are Africans. African Europeans. And if you came from Europe, you have white skin. You actually have, believe it or not, a genetic mutation from your black ancestors in Africa. So you are, in effect, you're an expression of natural selection through a genetic mutation to make your skin whiter so that you could get more sunlight, or your ancestors, even though you're actually African in origin. So challenge people. There's no such thing as a white person. We're all Africans. We all have African genes coursing through our veins, regardless of the color of our skin. And also challenge people. If they say you're white, your answer to them should be, how dare you judge me by the color of my skin? Right? Or if you're a African American and they say, well, you're black, you can say the same thing. How dare you judge me by the color of my skin? How do you know I'm black just by looking at me? You can't tell just by the color of my skin. You need to question the content of my character. You see? And if these ideas bubble up into the consciousness of all of us, racism ceases to exist because there is no division. We are all of the same origin. We are all brothers and sisters. We all deserve a right to life and the pursuit of liberty and happiness, and we deserve the ability to protect our lives against aggressors and those who are violent against us. End of story. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You're listening to the Health Ranger Report. Click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products, Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.